Hello and welcome to this episode of Rajneeti. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and today I have Gulam Jilani, Assistant News Editor at Money Control, and we'll be giving you an overview about the Bihar Assembly Elections 2020, the significance of it and why it's particularly different this time. Hi Gulam, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
In general, why is Bihar elections significant in India?
See, Bihar elections have been significant in India. Every time there's Bihar election, it generates a lot of interest. There are many reasons. If you look at it demographically, Bihar is India's third most populous state. You know, at least I think 10.4 crore people lived in Bihar according to 2011 census. So in terms of numbers, it's huge. Like 243 assemblies going to polls, right? And there is also a historic context to it. Like, we have, you know, leaders like Lalu Prasad Yadav, Nitish Kumar, and also Sushil Kumar Modi, who is the BJP leader. So these three leaders are today in different parties. But, you know, 30, 40 years ago, these three leaders emerged, you know, they rose in the political scene of India through a movement called JP movement. Many called it, you know, a total revolution movement, or some people called it, in Hindi, they called it Sampurna Kranti, right? So if we look at 1970s, JP, his name is Jay Prakash Narayan, he was a political leader, a theorist, a socialist. He was behind this, you know, historic movement called Total Revolution or Sampurna Kranti in Hindi. So that movement in mid-1970s, 75 was something that led to, you know, dethroning of Congress government led by Indira Gandhi. So it was this movement that gave India the first non-Congress movement. And then we had emergency also. We also saw emergency. So this total revolution, Sampurna Kranti, started from Bihar. It was basically meant against Bihar government. It was against, you know, issues like corruption, issues like unemployment, issues like, you know, other inflation. But eventually it led to a national movement and we saw Indira Gandhi losing the election. So historically, we can say that Bihar has had a significance in politics of India because it led to a revolution started by JP, and that revolution gave us leaders like Lalu Prasad Yadav, leaders like Nitish Kumar, leaders like Sushil Kumar Modi. And interestingly, all three leaders are contesting, are part of the elections right now, but they are in different parties. Lalu Prasad Yadav leads the RJD, though he is in jail, but he has been chief minister. Nitish Kumar, we know, is the chief minister. He is in JDU. He is contesting elections. We have BJP's Sushil Kumar Modi. He has been deputy chief. He is the deputy chief minister. But before, you know, in 2005 elections, BJP and JDU contested separately. Today, these elections, BJP and JDP are part of the alliance. So, you know, Bihar elections are interesting, I would say, because Bihar was the epicenter of grassroots politics that was started in mid-1970s by Jay Prakash Narayan. It was that moment that led to first non-Congress government that the country had. And in 1977, we cannot forget about Karpuri Thakur. He implemented those, you know, Mungeri Lal Commission recommendations, which provided reservations for the backward castes in jobs as well as in educational institutions. So the churning was set in Bihar. The churning that started in Bihar, it led to assertion of backward castes in national politics, which lasted for four and a half decades. So that is why Bihar is important, and everybody looks up to Bihar elections.
Right. And while we're still talking about all these parties, can you give us a gist of the alliances of the major parties this year that we'll be seeing?
If you look at Bihar and the alliances that are, you know, contesting elections, there are major two alliances. One is BJP and JDU alliance, which is the NDA. And another is the Grand Alliance, which has Congress and RJD as major two parties. For the NDA alliance, JDU has 122 seats and BJP has 121 seats. They have also, like, the JDU has given 7 seats to Jitan Ram Manjhi's Hindustan Awami Morcha. Jitan Ram Manjhi is the former, you know, chief minister of Bihar. And BJP has given 11 seats to a small party called Vikasshil Insan Party, which is led by Mukesh Sahni, and it has 11 seats. Likewise, in the other alliance, which is RLD and Congress alliance, RLD led by Tejaswi Yadav is contesting on 143 seats, and Congress is contesting on 70 seats. So apart from these two major alliances, LJP led by Chirag Paswan, which was erstwhile led by late Ram Vilas Paswan, is also contesting elections. But this time, there's a difference because LJP is an NDA partner at the center, but we know they are contesting alone. Chirag Paswan has announced that they'll contest elections against JDU, but not against BJP. So Chirag Paswan's LJP is fielding candidates against all JDU candidates in the state. So apart from these three things, there is another small alliance. It's called, they have kind of come up with a fourth front, third front, because it is, you know, it has RLSP, which is the Rashtriya Lok Samta Party, which is led by Upendra Kushwaha. It has BSP, which is Mayawati's party, and it has All India Muslim, Ittehadul Muslimin, which is Asaduddin Owaisi's parties. It is called the third front. Yeah. So these are the major, you know, parties that are contesting elections.
Just to get an understanding, Ghulam, you mentioned that Congress was overthrown previously. So after that, it has always been these local parties, is it?
It has, you know, Bihar has never had a full government by a national party. Like, it has always been, after the Bhagalpur riots of 1989, before Congress used to be in power in Bihar, but after Bhagalpur riots 1989 and 1990s, it has either been Rashtriya Lok Dal, which is Lalu Prasad Yadav's party, or it has been Nitish Kumar JDU with alliance, you know, Congress supporting one of the parties, or, you know, BJP supporting JDU for that matter. So it has never been a full-term government by a major national party. Like, BJP and Congress has not have a full-term government in Bihar since 1990s, like, which is for the last three decades.
Right. This certainly sounds interesting, and now it's understandable that we'll never know who would come, and it would be interesting to see the different combinations within the government, right?
Exactly. So that is what people say, that the actual fight in Bihar will be after the results are announced on November 10th, because that is when we'll know which party will go which side. Just to give you an example, like in 2015, when Nitish Kumar became the chief minister, he was with Mahagathbandhan or Grand Alliance. Right. That is Congress, RJD and JDU formed a government and Nitish Kumar became the chief minister. But 2 years later, as I mentioned earlier, he ditched that Grand Alliance and he formed government with the support of BJP, which is the NDA alliance. So there are chances that if Nitish Kumar, you know, he may as well go with, you know, Grand Alliance. He may form government with BJP. He may form government with Congress. Likewise, for Grand Alliance, you never know which way the parties will stitch together and strike up an alliance. Bihar has history of, you know, for last 30 years, we have been witnessing that these regional parties doing all these maths and combinations at the last point, we call it post-poll alliances, and forming the government. For this very reason, the role of parties like LJP is very important. In 2005, Ram Vilas Paswan, who died 2 weeks ago, he was part of UPA government at the center. Lalu Prasad Yadav was also the cabinet minister in UPA government. But in Bihar, Ram Vilas Paswan decided to contest elections. He did not, he broke the UPA alliance. He contested elections alone. And in 2005, his party got 29 seats. Eventually led to president's rule in Bihar. And then there were elections held again in October 2005. And there was again, you know, a mix of two parties, JDU, BJP, and Nitish Kumar became the chief minister. So in 2005, the most important thing about that 2005 election was, since Ram Vilas Paswan contested alone, he got 29 seats. He basically led to end of Lalu Prasad Yadav's 15-year rule in Bihar. So Lalu had been ruling Bihar from 1990. Lalu and his wife Rabdi was also chief minister for some time. So Lalu Prasad Yadav's RJD was leading Bihar from 1990 till 2005. So it was Ram Vilas Paswan. He contested elections despite being part of UPA at the center. He contested elections against UPA and Lalu Prasad Yadav, his party lost elections and it paved way for Nitish Kumar to become the chief minister for the first time.
Right.
So that is why these parties play an important role.
Right. And now coming to the element of the pandemic, there are reports that suggest that this may be the largest election. Can you give us a context for that during the pandemic I'm talking about?
Bihar elections will not just be India's first election during the pandemic, but it will also be the biggest global voting exercise to be conducted during the crisis. For example, in India, there were elections held in Rajya Sabha, but Rajya Sabha elections don't need people to come out, you know, and vote in huge numbers. This election is the first major election in India to be held in last 6 months since the pandemic was there. And this is also the biggest in terms of numbers globally. Mm-hmm. For example, I'll explain it that election will be held in three phases and it will be held in 1,06,527 booths, which is huge, you know, across the 38 districts of Bihar, right? Mm-hmm. And Bihar has around, I think, 7.2 crore voters, right? And we have two elections which will elect a 243 member assembly. So we have elections for 243 member assembly. We have elections at close to 1 lakh polling booths. We have 72 million or 7.2 crore voters. So in terms of numbers, it is a huge exercise. It will need a lot of, you know, we know elections are a big exercise in India because of the numbers. So this will be a challenge for the election commission too, because of the pandemic and the social distancing norms that are in place, right? So for this, to ensure that all the social distancing norms, all the precautions which one has to take to make sure that pandemic doesn't spread further, I'm quoting the numbers from Election Commission of India. So Election Commission of India has got 7 lakh hand sanitizers, 46 lakh masks, 6 lakh PPE kits, 6.7 lakh units of face shields, 23 lakh pairs of hand gloves to ensure that we have safe elections in terms of health, in terms of COVID-19 pandemic.
Right.
And Election Commission has also purchased 7.2 crore single hand gloves for the voters. The voters will go inside with after sanitizing their hands, after their thermal checkups and other things also, but they will also have to remove the mask when they go inside the polling booth because their identity has to be ensured. So there are some other changes that the Election Commission has made. They have, you know, increased the polling time, you know, daily time. Usually elections were held daily between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. But this time it will be between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. We have, you know, we have a three-phase election. Last time we had five-phase election. And there are other, the maximum number of voters at a polling station has been reduced from 1,500 to 1,000. You know, the postal ballot facility will be extended to voters over 65 years of age. Earlier, it was reserved for voters over 80. So these things are there. So Election Commission is making all the efforts to make sure that elections are held comfortably, smoothly and safely.
Right. Yeah. And there's also going to be changes in how the parties will campaign, right? So mostly parties will have to go digital to reach out to people. But how will they reach out to people in Bihar where the internet penetration is less?
It is interesting because this pandemic will have more digital push from parties because there are some restrictions on gatherings and other door-to-door campaigns. So, and Bihar happens to be a predominantly rural state. And at the same time, we have the most digitally driven campaign in Indian history. A week ago, Election Commission gave some relaxations to political parties, so it allowed them physical rallies also. Today, there are two rallies by JP Nadda. He's doing rallies in Bihar, who is the BJP national president. Yesterday, there were two rallies by Nitish Kumar. There were physical rallies. And today, Nitish Kumar is again addressing virtual rallies. But the fact remains that how will, you know, the political parties make this digital campaign more effective in a state like Bihar, which has very less internet penetration. just to give you a background of internet penetration is in Bihar. So we have a TRAI data. TRAI is the telecom regulator. It says that Bihar has 32 subscribers per 100 people. At the national level, this is 54. So while there are 54 subscribers per 100 people across India, in Bihar it is just 32. And this is a data released by TRAI till 2019. Basically, you know, if you look at the rural and urban population in Bihar, rural areas are home to 89% of population, you know, but there are only 22 internet subscribers per 100 people. There is also some lacuna in terms of mass media exposure, because again, you know, when 89% of people live in rural areas, we will not have much mass media penetration. So we have this National Family Health Survey, which was conducted in 2015-16. It said 61% women and 36% men in Bihar had no access to mass media. It also said that among other states and union territories, Bihar has the highest share of women with no access to mass media. It's going to be difficult for political parties to reach out to, you know, voters through these digital means. But yes, political parties are trying their best. For example, we have BJP. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address eight or nine rallies in Bihar. And the BJP has already got 4 lakh party workers with smartphones to make sure that, you know, these workers are stationed at different places across Bihar, so that the Prime Minister Modi's speeches reach out to most of the electorates. We also have BJP has hired 10,000 social media commandos. You know, they call them social media commandos. They will also ensure that Prime Minister's virtual rallies reach the largest audience.
And while we're still talking about the pandemic, how badly has Bihar been affected, and how much of an obstacle are we going to see due to the COVID pandemic and, you know, COVID infections and people not being able to come and vote?
It may be a coincidence. Bihar is not doing bad in terms of COVID infections right now. Among the top states in terms of number of cases, Bihar is, you know, I think on 8th or 9th number. In fact, lesser. You know, I think it is on 12th or 13th number. Good thing about Bihar is that, you know, more people have recovered in the last 1 month. There was an increase in the number of tests done in Bihar. So from 17,000 daily tests done in July, last week of July, Bihar government would do 1.5 lakh tests per day, in the second week of September. So, but again, interesting part is that if you do more tests, it would mean that more cases, more positive cases would be registered. But it was totally against what people had expected, and Bihar would register less cases than it had been registering in the months of June and July. And we saw in the month of September, the recovery rate of Bihar, which is, you know, number of people getting treated out of the number of people getting infected, was 91.4%. This is official data. And this 91.4% recovery was highest in India among states. I should say the first week of August, states recovery rate was hovering around 65%. But in the second, third week of September, it was 90%. And Bihar's fatality rate is also, you know, it is just 0.5%. So Bihar has been doing well compared to other states. But again, you know, we can't say that pandemic has ended. Yesterday, there was physical rallies by Nitish Kumar. And we also reported it on Money Control. That there was no, in almost social distancing norms were not followed. People were sitting without masks. People were sitting in, you know, without the proper distance being maintained between them. So it is, again, as I said earlier, it is a challenge for both health authorities, for the poll authorities, for the election commission to conduct an election when pandemic is there. Not just pandemic, Bihar also had floods a month ago. And floods also resulted in a huge, you know, people lost their houses, people had to live in with their relatives. So there was not much social distancing being followed. When we spoke with the state government officials about how Bihar is suddenly showing good recoveries, they said, you know, ramped up testing. We increased the testing. And also they said that, you know, we also increased the presence of testing across the state. For example, they went to far-flung areas where testing was done. So that is how the state's numbers got better day by day. And we saw, you know, we saw even Nitish Kumar, Chief Minister, praising his own government for doing better in terms of containment. We saw Nitish Kumar saying good things about Bihar government's, you know, Bihar government's performance in terms of testing, in terms of, you know, containing infections. But we know Bihar's, you know, we know Bihar's health status in the past. You know, we have public documents which say that, you know, 3.9% of state's total expenditure was on health in 2018-19. So one wonders why suddenly there has been so much of improvement on health, in health indices in Bihar.
Right. That's certainly interesting, and I hope that people will follow social distancing and norms during the election. Thank you so much, Gulam, for all these details. With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Rajneeti. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.